Time to get away.
Well, finally, I've been waiting all week for this. I don't know about you.
So where are we going?
We are going to Portugal.
Nice.
Bon dia.
With Scott Greenberg. Actually, this is our wine of the week, if you haven't figured that one out yet. Brendan, would you like to begin?
Yes, Portugal. It's climbing now, the wine-producing ladder. Some interesting and affordable wines, you say.
I do indeed.
I'm glad you're saying that.
So last week, we talked about Spain. This week we're going to do Portugal. Maybe next week we'll visit Italy. We'll see where we go.
Nice.
I think we're gonna like bump around Europe for
a while. I'll make sure my passport's up to
there
date.
There you go. But yeah, Portugal, you know, they used to be known just for ports, and now they're known for some really good dry red wines, great table wines, good values.
So where do you want to begin?
Yeah, let's start with a traditional port house that's kind of tapped into this new marketplace. Dow, which is really known for their wonderful ports, is now making a 2009 Dow's Val de Bofen Douro Reserva. It's just a brilliant example of the realization of what Portugal can do. It's a traditional blend of port grapes, such as the Tinta Barroca, the Touriga Nacional. The red wine offers up plenty of red cherries and plum notes on the nose, but what really impressed me about this wine is the great feel it has in the mouth. Just abundant, juicy fruit of cherry and red raspberry. Medium finish is just beautifully highlighted by rustic tannins. A little red currant in there, which I thought was great. But, you know, a delightful wine. You ready for this? $10.
Ooh.
Now, is that the dry wine?
It is dry.
Okay.
It's completely dry, not sweet at all. As you know, Dow is known for their port wines, but this is dry.
How about something for folks who might be looking for a blend that has scents of red berry in it?
Well, how about the 2011 Quinta do Castro Tinto? I really like this wine. It's a blend of Tinto Rosés, Tinta Barroca, Touriga Franca, Touriga Nacional. There's
nice.
A lot of Torrigas in there. So, it was fermented and aged in combination of stainless steel and French oak. Wonderful French scents of red berry, dried herbs, and earthy undertones, which I really like in this bouquet. But the juicy black cherries, dark plum, black licorice on the palate, and just a touch of cherry cola on the medium finish. Again, very reasonable. A lot of wine for $15.
Now, you were talking just a moment ago about the Madeiras and the sweeter wines in Portugal. I'm sure you must have something with that in mind.
I don't. We're just going to stick to the dry reds.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay. I mean, we could talk about port wines, but what I really want to talk about is what's going on with their dry red wines, because I just think they're so, like, for example, the 2007 Quinta de la Rosa Passagen. Now, that means the crossing. This is a reserva, which means that it's aged for 18 months in French oak casks and then bottled and then stored another year before it's released. And this offers up interesting smoky, meaty nose, loads of dark fruit, black cherry on the front of the tongue, black plum in the middle and the back of the tongue, and then firm tannins on the medium balanced finish. It just supports more of that smoked, meaty flavors in there. It's a beautiful wine, $30. I'd love to have this with a well-marbled steak. I think it'd be great.
Ooh, now I'm hungry as well as thirsty. Syndicated wine columnist Scott Greenberg, you want to know what to drink with your next meal? Well, check out all of Scott's recommendations at WTOP.com. Search Wine of the Week. As always, please drink responsibly.
See you next week, Scott.
Obrigado.
It's 6:44.